I'm Tom Schultz, host of Voices of Montana. Thanks for joining us for the podcast today, brought to you by Blackfoot Communications.
Blackfoot Communications is excited to announce new voice services for small businesses. Paired with our internet services, business Wi-Fi, and technical support, your business can stay connected to your employees, customers, and communities around the clock. Sign up for services in less than 2 minutes at goblackfoot.com/morethanvoice. Connect to more with Blackfoot Communications.
Good Friday morning. This is Gabe Erickson back in for Tom Schultz, back in the hot seat. Cody, how you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Been looking forward to hearing from you, seeing your face, smiley face.
Well, you get to see my face. Y'all get to hear my voice. And today we are talking with Billings' own superhero. Can't wait to share this story with y'all today on Voices of Montana. Today's guest, I think, is very interesting. I met this woman not more than a couple weeks ago. It's probably about a week ago or so. And man, Cody, I'm telling you, and you can see her for yourself, but I'm telling the audience, her eyes, like, pierced my soul.
Yeah.
There was something about, like, the way she looks at you, and I thought, there is something special about this person. And then I found out what she does.
Uh-huh.
And
we're going to find that out
today. We're
going
to find that out, like, right now.
Woo!
So, her name is Shay Reiser, and self-proclaimed Wonder Woman, or I can't wait to hear the story of this nickname, I guess. But she's here in studio. Shay, good morning.
Good morning.
So Wonder Woman, did you come up with that?
Yeah, so when I moved to Montana in August of 21, and I had a big mountain mural scene on the back window of my pickup, and it got old and it started coming off, and I was like, man, like, those things were kind of expensive. I want to put something that really stands out, like, makes my truck stand out. So I was like, I'm just wandering around in Montana, just getting familiar, falling in love with this place. And so I just put Wonder Woman, and then I have a little sticker, you know, like, not all who wander are lost, and you know, all that jazz. But then when I started what I do, it's big letters, so people remember it. And they're like, oh, hey, I remember you. And so, like, it just kind of stuck, and it went from there.
I love it. And even if you go on, I've seen, is it a logo that you came up with? It looks like a superhero, Marvel-esque
thing,
which is super cool. No pun intended. But we got to talk about what you do, because you started something that, which I love the organic nature of it. It started as one thing, and it grew into serving now more than 2,200 people.
Yes.
Tell us what you do, and then we have a whole hour now, the fastest hour, and it goes quickly, but to hear kind of the backstory and what you need and all those things. But tell us what you do.
So I go out with my roommate, my kiddo, and any other volunteers that want to help out. Normally every other Sunday, at 11 o'clock, and at home I cook up 50 to 75 meals, however much, whatever I decide to make makes, and we package it all up, pack it all into a cooler. We take it out along with a 5x10 cargo trailer that's filled with clothes, blankets, coats, hats, gloves, hygiene packs, all of those kind of things. And so we go out with that, and we just park, and it's free to anyone who needs it. We don't ask questions. We don't decide who gets to eat. Everybody gets to eat. We've run into people. It's not just like folks who are houseless. Like, there's people who have houses but don't have enough money to eat, or maybe need clothes and can't afford that. Or, hey, I'm staying someplace, but I just need a blanket. Could I grab a blanket? Absolutely. So people come across it and they're like, what is this? And I'm like, here's lunch. Here's hygiene. Here's clothes. Do you need a coat? You know, what else do you need? And so sometimes it's just like, hey, where can I go for this resource? And so I got really familiar with all the resources here through my previous job and the one I'm at now. And so, like, just sharing those with people so they know where to go to get things that they need or get help that they need, whether that's like sober supports or housing supports or whatever that looks like. And so we just try to help as many people as we can. It's usually 50 to 70 meals a week. And we usually, if people are coming, we stay longer because we have a lot of clothes. So we usually help 70 to 100 people with like clothes and everything else.
Every time you go out.
Every time we go
out. So, I mean, a few hundred people every single month.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's awesome.
I love, you know, oftentimes our story makes sense over time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this Wonder Woman thing to you at the time was I'm wandering and exploring.
Yeah.
And it literally turned into I'm wandering the streets of Billings to make sure people are taken care of.
Yep. And I know where to find them. So, like when it started, it was October. It was already snowing in Montana, and like I'm from Nebraska, so it snows there in October also.
Right.
But you know, I was just thinking, like, man, like you have everything you own on you, and you found a nice place to try to stay warm and dry, and now you have to pack up all your stuff. I see people dragging a suitcase through the snow to get over to the south side, where meals are available through the Mission or St. Vincent de Paul or Salvation Army. And so like just having to do all that, I thought, well, maybe I could just take a meal to them and then they wouldn't have to go so far. And like, obviously like one time is not a lot. But I enjoyed it. The people that I gave them to were so grateful. I've never had anyone take anything they didn't eat. Like, hey, do you need a lunch? Like, no, I actually just ate. But do you have some clean socks? Like, absolutely. Like, one gentleman had a brand new coat that he had just gotten. Well, new to him, that he had just gotten. And he said, I got this coat yesterday and I'm really grateful for it, but it's a little small for me. Would it be okay if we traded? So he gave me that coat and I gave him a new coat. And there was another gentleman in a wheelchair. And he said, I think that coat would fit me. Is it okay if I have that coat? Absolutely. And so like people are always giving, they're not just taking. And, you know, like it started out to just be that one meal and then it got colder and I was like, man, I'm going to go do it again. I'm going to make some really nice warm soup and like giving them a hot meal rather than a sack lunch. Like they just really appreciate it. And I love cooking. Like I raised three teenage boys. I have a teenager now. I'm used to cooking for a crowd. So it's great to be able to cook food that I love, that tastes delicious, that isn't like, you know, just the standard bland something that's cooked for, you know, mass produced.
Home cooked.
Home cooked, yes.
All the seasonings.
All the seasonings. I go through a lot of seasoning. But, you know, like good food. And because of that, like after I fed somebody once, I ran into somebody. I was like, hey, did you want a lunch? And they're like, yo, Wonder Woman. Hey, you fed me last month. That was good food. Like, that's my absolute, that is fuel that motivates me. Like, you don't even know. When someone likes my food, I'm like, I'm going to do it again. I'm going to do it again because I love cooking for people. And so, you know, like, it kind of was going to be like once and then it was twice and then I was like, oh, I think I could do this like once a month. I ran my budget. Like I can afford to do this once a month.
Just out of your own pocket.
Out of my pocket. Yep. Yep. I'm really good at cooking on a budget though. So
yeah.
I can make 60 meals for like about $75.
Yeah.
Because, and sometimes like if people donate the meat or donate money for meat, like I mean, that's the biggest expense. So I can turn that into a lot of food.
It's incredible. It's incredible. What, I feel like you're catching something in as you're talking about dragging the suitcase to the south side of town and that kind of stuff. As we drive around, that sometimes it's just to be honest, it's part of the environment and you don't know as you're riding around to go to your place of work or whatever it is, why that person's moving in that moment. Right.
Right.
But you're kind of picking up on the complexities and the real story behind that.
Yeah.
And how did you even start to notice that this was a need beyond the standard? Like, yeah, of course there's houseless people, as you say, we'll get into that. But, in the city and we should care for them. But you really noticed a need here that wasn't being met.
Right. So, I mean, there's not, I mean, like the hub used to be here and that's closed down and, the crisis center, like they help people, but like they don't have enough staff. They don't have enough funding. St. Vincent de Paul does as much as they can. MRM is packed. Like so many things going on, so many people, but there's just not enough. And a lot of people came here for whatever reasons. But, you know, like I stopped one day and offered someone a meal because they were walking down the street with a suitcase and a bag. And I just see people and I just see like, do you need lunch? Can I give you lunch? And the lady looked at me like, what? I was like, do you need lunch? And she was like, okay. So I gave her and her, I'm assuming her spouse, lunch. And she messaged me like she found me on Facebook because she saw the Wonder Woman on the back of my truck, messaged me like a week later and said, hey, so I just want you to know that you fed me last weekend. And we're not homeless. We were actually leaving a hotel and walking to the parking garage where our car was. But you like didn't care. You just stopped with a really big smile. And, you know, you guys, my kid was sitting in the back of the pickup on the cooler like, I got your lunch right here, you know. And we handed him lunch and she said, it was so good. And she's like, we live in Helena, and I'd like to pick your brain to start that here.
Crazy.
And, you know, I don't care if she's not homeless. We just, if someone looks like they might need a meal, like, you know, someone's, you know, we stopped the guy one day. He's like, I'm just walking from the gym. I was like, had a good workout? Do you need a lunch? He's like, yeah, I could use a lunch.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, I love that. I see people. You're not the category, not the...
No, everybody is just people.
Yeah.
We're all people. We have all had good days and bad days. We've all had struggles. We've all had triumphs. But if we don't love on each other as people, the bad days increase. Like if we don't care about each other. And I think that there could be a lot more of that.
What is it about food? I mean, you mentioned you have your three boys, but on your website, you say like food brings joy. There's the food for the soul. All of these things about food. What do you think that is about? What is it to you, I guess?
Cooking food makes me happy. Feeding people makes me happy. Like,
how do people feel love from that? Like, I mean, you're seeing it firsthand, but it's so interesting to me.
Because, like, if you don't have anything else, like, you have dirty clothes, you haven't showered in a week or a month or whatever, you know that you're going to go sleep on the ground on a blanket. But you get this meal and it tastes good and it makes you feel good for that moment. Like, I know we've all tried a meal where we like take that bite. We're just like, oh my gosh, this is so good, you know? And so if that's what I can do to make people feel joy for a minute, like that's an easy joy. Like, I'll happily do that all day long because I love to feed, but I love to eat. I don't eat until after we get home, after we've fed everybody. Because, you know, for a while I get to feel what it feels like to be hungry for the day, you know, but I'm blessed. I get to go home to my house and I get to go have a meal.
Yeah.
And sit with my family.
Elaborate quickly and then we'll go to break, but tell me about why you refer to it as houseless and not homeless.
Because a home is a feeling. Like, home is anywhere you are. You can make anything home. The folks that are here, they're not homeless. They have each other. They have their families. They make families. But they just don't have a house to live in. And there's just not enough of them. There's not enough housing. There's not enough affordable housing here. So the houseless population is unfortunately growing. And so, and there's such a stigma related to the word homeless. Like, oh, people are homeless. They choose to be homeless. Like, no one would choose that.
Right.
No one would choose that. Especially in Montana. That's a rough life in Montana.
Yeah. And you even mentioned before the show we're talking that some people do choose it now. But honestly, it's like there's something there that even given the choice under the right circumstances, they probably wouldn't.
Right. I mean, like when you have folks with like addiction issues or mental illness, you know, like there's so much trust related factors with that. And like, and, you know, just honestly, poverty in general creates like a lack of knowledge, a lack of education. Most people that come to me at my day job, like they don't even know how to apply for housing. They don't know any of that process. And so like how, if you don't know, you don't know. And where do you start? And if you don't have anyone to teach you or tell you, where do you go?
Yeah. When we come back from the break, we're going to hear the origin story. Get the superhero pun there. To Wonder Woman. That's coming up next on Voices of Montana.
Does your home qualify for a $70 discount on your internet bill? Blackfoot Communications is proud to partner with the FCC to help ensure that households can afford the broadband necessary for work, school, healthcare, and more. For more information on this federal program and to see if your household qualifies for a discount on your internet service, visit goblackfoot.com/ACP. Connect to more with Blackfoot Communications.
I've been blessed by a supernatural woman. I'm just going to put it out there. To have her here, Shay Reiser is her name, and self-proclaimed Wonder Woman, started as kind of a exploratory thing and has literally turned into almost a call, a motto of service to you. You have started with a meal, just to recap for some people, you started with a meal back in October 2021, and now that's 2 weekends a month. Every other weekend, you're going out feeding people blankets, hygienic products, whatever they need.
Correct. It started out as I was working downtown in Billings when I first moved to Billings. And so I'd walk around on my lunch break in the downtown area, and I just noticed there was a ton of houseless people here. There's tucked in corners, you know, on benches in different places. And, you know, like people, you know, like maybe asking for money or, hey, do you have some food? Like anything would help, honestly. And so I decided to go ahead and make that first meal. And I think the first one was like exactly, I think I did sack lunches the first time around. It was like 50 sack lunches. And people were excited because it had a cookie in it.
the simple things.
Yeah. And because we actually put condiments in the bag so that it wasn't a dry sandwich. Mm. You know, I mean, silly little things like that. But then, you know, like I thought, maybe I'll do it again. Maybe I'll do it again in November. And November got away from me. I'm not going to lie. Like I had just finished training at my job. I was full caseload. So then December, I went out, I believe it was the 26th, the day after Christmas, I think. And it was cold. And I really had to like, go, we went down alleys. We went, you know, tucked in to corners of buildings because it was cold. It was snowing. Like people were freezing. So, we had hot meals that time. And I honestly don't even remember what we cooked the first time, for a meal, but in 18 months, I've never cooked the same thing twice.
Crazy.
So it's hard to remember all the meals.
How do you get your inspiration for what you're going to cook?
I wake up on Saturday morning and think about what would I want to eat today? And then figure out like what ingredients do I have already? Like if someone's already helped purchase some meat or whatever, and then go to the store and figure out like what do I want to add to that to turn it into something I haven't made before. And so I think we did soups in that December meal. So it ended up being like 70, but I had to walk around to find 70 people and it was cold.
Yeah.
And it was just me then, like nobody else. And so then in January, someone had posted online like, hey, my mom has these coats and a couple sleeping bags. They're free to anyone who needs them, whatever, you know, just reach out. I was like, I could totally keep those in my truck in case I encounter someone who doesn't have those. And so I went there and I met with this lady. Her name was Judy. I don't know her last name.
To this day.
Yep. I don't know her last name. But Judy and I sat and visited for a long time. Her husband was a veteran. He was in a home. She was having to move to be closer to him, giving up their family home. She was heartbroken about that. But as we talked and we talked about what I wanted those things for, she pretty much gave me like all of his old stuff to hand out to people, which was such a blessing. Like, wow. I could not be more grateful. I mean, there was like, you know, really great things that people were really useful for people. And she said, I've just been holding on to all this stuff for all this time. And, I can't take all of this stuff by myself. I'm going to have to move into a really small place. And, you know, so I had like a pickup load of stuff and I was like, where am I going to put all this stuff? And then I was like, I moved here with a trailer and it's just sitting in my driveway. Like I hadn't even, it was like an afterthought. Like I wasn't even thinking about it being there. I was like, well, I could put it in there. And then my friend said something to her mom about like, hey, you know, Dad passed away a few years ago. Like, I know you're still holding on to his stuff. Like, could we maybe share that? And she did. And so then it, somebody else, she told a friend who called me and was like, hey, I have some clothes. Could you use them? And I was like, yeah, okay. So then I just went to Tractor Supply. I bought like 8 totes. We packed them full of everything that I had. I made like a makeshift coat rack in there. It was terrible. but it was funny.
The early days, though, you know?
Yeah. I literally just found a notebook the other day that had like the worst like childlike sketch drawing of Wonder Woman mobile closet, you know?
Yeah.
And it had drawings in there of what I envisioned the inside of it to look like. It was crazy, but
perfection kills progress.
We adapt.
I'm proud of you for just going with the flow.
We adapted. but so like I literally have, I come home like every day now to clothes because people are messaging me every day. Like I have clothes, I have blankets. We're trying to like build up blankets right now. Cause you wouldn't believe the number of blankets we give out in the wintertime. And I got Costco to give me one of those great big pallet size boxes. So we're just going to fill that thing up with blankets. And we put each one in its own plastic bag so that they have a way to keep it dry. There's another organization in town who is, they make the plastic mats with plastic bags. And so like they have a loom that they make them on and it has a pillow attached to it and it rolls up and it protects you from hypothermia if you're sleeping on the ground and it's washable and it doesn't get bugs like a blanket might or something, you know? And so like I've been gifted those before and am in aligned with that group again to try to get some more of those before winter this year. But you know, it's just like having those things and now we have so much clothes. Like we're just doing pop-ups where we just load the back of my pickup up with like all the summer clothes right now, throw a couple tables out and people are like, what is this? Is how much is this? And I'm like, it's free. Take whatever you want. You know, sometimes we have extra stuff and when we have extra stuff, we share it with St. Vincent de Paul because they also have a free store. I'm not going to pretend I'm catching everybody. There are so many houseless people here. So I share some with them because they also give it away for free. That's kind of the criteria.
Yeah.
We want someone to have it who isn't going to sell it.
That's great. We're going to go to news headlines right now, but when we come back, I want to hear about your heroes, which I saw on your website, which is really cool.
Yeah.
That's coming up after the break on Voices of Montana.
Okay.
Blackfoot Communications is excited to announce new voice services for small businesses. Paired with our internet services, business Wi-Fi, and technical support, your business can stay connected to your employees, customers, and communities around the clock. Sign up for services in less than 2 minutes at goblackfoot.com/morethanvoice. Connect to more with Blackfoot Communications.
Back here on Voices of Montana, 866-627-5483 on this Friday. Cody, do you have any weekend plans coming up? I might go fishing tomorrow. I think I'm going to go fishing tomorrow.
We have some family business we have to attend to and a friend had passed away recently, so we're attending a funeral.
Well, thank you for sharing. I appreciate that. Hope everything goes well.
It will. It's all good. It's a celebration.
Celebration of life.
Yep.
Yeah, that's good. Speaking of just living, we have a guest in studio here today. Shay Reiser is Wonder Woman, and I'm calling you Billings' local superhero here. Not the superhero we need, but the superhero we deserve, right?
Right? Yes.
But also the superhero we need. But you have your own heroes, and just for some background, if you're just kind of tuning in, you deliver food and just kind of any kind of need that is needed on the streets, downtown and around as you see people, food. They don't even have to be houseless.
Nope.
Just humans.
Yeah.
But who are your heroes and why did you make a point to put that on your website in that way? I thought that was pretty cool.
So my heroes start with the people that I'm helping every day because these people are amazing. They are resilient. They're coming to me and trusting me to feed them good food that, you know, that they're going to enjoy, that's not going to make them sick. But then also all these people who are providing all of these things for me to give to these people, like every single person, I've tracked every single person who's donated to me since I started this, clothes, food, money, waters, coats, blankets, all of these things. And like, I could not do this for a year and a half without all of those people helping me and people bringing me things every day.
That list was incredibly long as well. Like, you have had a lot of support, and you're not even an organized nonprofit. You're just doing this out of the time and goodness of your heart.
Yep, we do this from home, and we just do this because we love it.
That's awesome. I want, when we come back from the break here, I want people to know how they can get involved, and specifically, you have a couple things that they could be talking about right now, because you have some needs.
Yes.
We'll get into that coming up next on Voices of Montana.
Does your home qualify for a $70 discount on your internet bill? Blackfoot Communications is proud to partner with the FCC to help ensure that households can afford the broadband necessary for work, school, healthcare, and more. For more information on this federal program and to see if your household qualifies for a discount on your internet service, visit goblackfoot.com/ACP. Connect to more with Blackfoot Communications.
Gabe Erickson filling in for Tom Schultz. I hope he's enjoying the day off. And today we are talking with Shay Reiser, Wonder Woman, who is bringing food and clothing and other articles of need to people around Billings, downtown Billings, in the hot seasons, in the cold seasons, whenever they need it. Twice a month she's there. And we're just honored to have you here, Shay. Thank you for everything you do, first of all, because obviously not a lot of people are doing it. So it's very needed. Now you've got your sister here in studio. I've got a brother. I love to cook. My brother likes to cook. She's not on the mic, but how would you describe some of your cooking and just nod if you like your cooking? Jenny, do you like the cooking? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So we got a good nod there. You say you cook anything and everything and you don't hold back. You said this is not shelter food. This is
home cooked meals. This is the same stuff that I would feed my family. That's my favorite stuff to eat. Like, my hometown was like mostly Hispanic, so I grew up on a lot of Mexican food.
Sure.
And I grew up cooking a lot of Mexican food. So, like, you know, burritos and Spanish rice, and we made pork pozole, and we make, it's good stuff, you know, and it's hard to cook good food in quantity for 50 or 60 people, because I'm just coming up with it. But I'm telling you, like, I'm really good at this point of just eyeballing it. Like, I need 4 cans of this, 10 pounds of this, you know. And I'm so excited. Like, I get excited. Like, I upgraded my pots and pans, and I upgraded to a bigger roaster, because before I was cooking everything in shifts in little tiny containers and putting it in the oven, you know. So it's nice to be able to cook everything at once now. And
You told the story about kind of how people react and respond to your food. like, it's not hot, that's one thing, but they kind of just take it or leave it, right?
Yeah. I mean, like, sometimes they'll be like, oh, this, like, man, this is so good. And, like, sometimes they'll say, hey, is it okay if I have another one? Like, I never tell somebody no, because if you need another one, you need another one. Like, my boys always had seconds before I had first. So, but, you know, like, sometimes, a couple times I've made stuff and it's like a little spicy. And he's like, nose running, like, this is really hot, like, you're gonna get hot from the inside out today. Can I have another one? Yep, you sure can. I might need 2 waters. Perfect. But, you know, like, it's cooking the food that the soul food is. I mean, it makes people feel happy, it makes their tummy feel happy, and it's more than just whatever small thing, like, you might get randomly that will just hold you over or whatever.
Do you have a meal in mind that you're like, I can't wait to cook that meal, like, on the bucket list of meals? Do you have that kind of thing? Or,
well, we haven't. This on the 16th, we're gonna do hamburgers and hot dogs, and Msambini Wellness is my friend Monde Solomon. He's got a therapy practice here in Billings. I was like, dude, I want to do hamburgers and hot dogs, like, grilled hamburgers and hot dogs, but, like, I have a teeny tiny grill. And he was like, I have a big grill, I'll bring the hamburgers. And nice. I was like, okay. And I was like, but make them taste good, dude. Like, I don't want just plain boring hamburgers.
Yeah.
So he's going to cook all the hamburgers this time. I'm going to make the hot dogs on all the sides. So we're going to meet up. But, like, honestly, like, my favorite thing is just, like, people are like, I want to help. How can I help? Can I cook for you? And most of the time my answer is like, nope, that's my part.
Yeah.
You can come help hand out or whatever. I had one gentleman that came in to my day job, and, he was meeting with someone at my day job, and he looked at me and he says, that pickup out front yours? And I said, yeah, it is. And he says, does it have a trailer attached to it sometimes? And I said, yeah. And he goes, you clothed me last winter.
Crazy.
And I was like, cool, dude. And yeah. He was like, yeah, can I come help you?
Wow.
And so he came out with us, and it was so funny because he woke up in the morning and his battery was dead, and he panicked because he was like, I told her I was coming today. I promised her I was coming to help today. And so he borrowed a car, came over to where we were at. I promise I'm coming right back, but I have to go get a battery in my car. Went and got a battery in his car, took the other car back, came back. Man, we had such a great time, and it was such a great connection. And he said, you know, it feels good to give back for the things that I've received, you know. I've had a gal reached out to me and said, you know, like, I need to do some community service and a restorative justice project for treatment court.
Mm.
So she came to the house and helped us, spent several hours helping us sort clothes, because it takes 20 hours a week between sorting clothes, picking up donations, food prepping, meal shopping, like all that stuff is an extra 20 hours a week, 10 to 20 hours a week on top of the 40-hour week, work week.
Crazy.
And so she helped sort clothes, and then she came out with us and helped with handing out meals and like unpacking the trailer and packing it all back up. And we try to like sort everything and condense it down so that when we get home, we have empty tubs to refill whatever. And she said, if you could take this thing to the next step, what would that be? And I said, showers, man. I want people to be able to have a shower. You can't get a shower here.
Crazy.
And like, what makes you feel better? And people get up in the morning, take for granted that they can just get up and go jump in the shower and feel great getting out of the shower. Like, imagine going a month without a shower. And we get people that donate like a case of shower wipes, and that helps.
Yeah. Better than nothing. But
right.
Yeah.
And we hand out hygiene packs that have like a hotel size shampoo, conditioner, soap, razor, shaving cream, lotion, chapstick, whatever we get donated, like we try to include those things in there because like, man, like, you know, like a guy appreciates a good shave, you know, like might help you get a job.
Yeah.
Cleaning
You're
up
speaking
or whatever.
The wrong guy. I've got a massive,
I know you got a beard.
Massive beard right now, but
I get it.
A shower, though, I understand.
Yes. But, you know, I mean, something like that is something that we just absolutely take for granted. And we don't think about the fact that we just get to go do that.
Those things that warm your bodies, even in the summer months, like the hot meal, it just warms you a little bit.
Yeah.
I feel like the shower does the same thing, but from the outside.
Yeah.
It somehow warms the inside. And,
yep.
And so you have this like fundraiser going now to raise money to create a mobile shower that you can take out.
Yep. So Amber started the fundraiser. Okay. It's part of her restorative justice project.
Oh, that's her project.
Yes, okay. It's her project. And she wanted to do that to try to help out. So we have a gentleman lined up who is willing to help build one. We would love it if we could get one, like raise enough funds to just buy one that's already pre-made because, it's obviously.
Which is how much money?
$12,000 to $14,000.
Okay.
Yeah. But you know, we were even discussing like, you know, being able to put people's logos on the outside of it and things like that, to show that they've sponsored that thing. It is harder because I'm not a nonprofit like people, but, I had a Facebook page. Unfortunately it got hacked, but I've posted every single thing that I've done from day one, every single meal. Here's what we fed. Here's how many people we fed. Every single extra pop-up that we did, because I say that I go out every other weekend, but every single time someone says, hey, we had this big banquet and we have all this food left over, they call me because they know I'm going to go give it to you. I will stop what I'm doing and go find people to give that food to because I hate wasting food.
At minimum two times a month, but oftentimes much, much more, it sounds like. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You know, so... And then, you know, we were talking yesterday about just being able to, what if 26 barbers dedicated 2 hours one time a year and came out also and gave a haircut, real quick haircut. And someone texted me yesterday and was like, hey, I cut hair. And I didn't even put that out in the universe. Like, I just said it, you know, was talking about it. And they said, like, I would love to donate some time to cut hair. And man, I cried so many tears because like, imagine getting a haircut and a shower and some clean clothes how empowering that is. How does that make you feel?
Human.
Human. Yeah. Like you have value. And that's a big deal. Like feeling like you have some worth and that you have a reason to keep going.
Yeah. That's amazing. We're going to go to break. And when we come back, I want to hear your kind of final words, because I feel like you're a woman with some final words. That's coming up next on Voices of Montana.
Blackfoot Communications is excited to announce new voice services for small businesses. Paired with our internet services, business Wi-Fi, and technical support, your business can stay connected to your employees, customers, and communities around the clock. Sign up for services in less than 2 minutes at goblackfoot.com/morethanvoice. Connect to more with Blackfoot Communications.
Gabe Erickson back here on Voices of Montana, the fastest hour in radio. And doesn't it go fast, Shay? Because we're almost to the end of the show.
We're almost to the end.
Yep. We have Shay Reiser here, who is Wonder Woman. And, man, there's just so much we could talk about. I want to just really quick tell me, how can people get involved? Because we have some other things to get to before the end of the show.
Easiest way to get involved. First of all, we hand out a ton of water. So if you can pick up a case of water when you're out shopping, reach out to me. I have... Facebook is Wonder Woman Meals and Mobile Closet 2023. You have to go to that one.
Okay.
Or Shay Reiser. You can look for me. And there's also a web page that I have.
Wonder Woman Meals and Closet.weebly.com.
Yep.
Okay.
And you can go there. There's a contact box on there to message me also. They can be dropped off. I can pick it up. Also, we take men's and women's clothing. We've kind of cut off the summer clothing right now because we have a ton of it to hand out before summer, and I don't want to have to store it all winter. But we're definitely, definitely in need of some blankets. We hand out a ton of blankets, hats, gloves. We always run out of gloves immediately, and there is nothing worse than when you can't fill your hands.
Yeah.
If people want to donate money, on my Facebook, on my webpage, there's a Venmo. $100 buys like 6 meals worth of meat because, again, I'm really good at cooking on a budget. But we use about 10 pounds of meat every meal that we cook. So, and then, you know, if someone says like, hey, I just want to come out and hand out meals with you. Like my calendar is also on both. It's on the website. It's on the Facebook page. And so we're down there at 11 o'clock at the corner of 27th, Street and 6th Avenue North downtown. That may be subject to change, but, we're usually down in that area, big white trailer with mountains on the side of it and Wonder Woman on the back of the pickup. And you can just come and say, hey, I want to help. If you have stuff that you want to drop off, you can also come drop off while we're down there. Most of the time when people drop off while we're out, it gets handed out before we even leave.
Yeah. I love that, you know, all the superheroes have their vehicles, right? Like the Batmobile. We're just talking about maybe like a Wonder Woman bus.
Yeah.
would be really cool because then you could do the food and all the clothes,
right?
And the shower.
Right.
But the shower thing is kind of your next, like what's next on the docket. I would just want to make sure that if you can help with that, do so. I mean,
yeah.
There's practical things like a generator, water heater, timer system. Or cash. That's kind of what you're trying to do there. So people have a hot shower.
Yep. So I shared the GoFundMe on our Facebook page. That was created by Amber, who created this fundraising project. She has a list of the things that we would need on there to build the shower. And again, if somebody's feeling generous and just wants to donate the money for a mobile shower, or heck, go that next step and donate a mobile shower.
Yeah.
One stall, two stalls. We want to help as many people as we can. There is one place here you can get a shower. It's limited to 8 people twice a week.
Crazy.
And that's not touching the surface of how many people are houseless. So,
yeah. Final words, because you have a big heart. What do you want people to know as we kind of get ready to close out the show here? What do you want to say to folks?
More than anything, I just want to say, every person you approach in life, approach them with love, show them empathy, understand that you have no idea what any person is feeling or going through on any given day, what, all of us are one missed paycheck away from being houseless. And more than anything, I want everybody to know that everyone deserves to eat always. It is so important to understand that no one should have to earn having food. And it's not something that comes as readily as it does for the rest of us. And so if you are out for dinner and can grab an extra meal and hand it to someone that you happen to pass on their way into that restaurant, do that. If you have a few extra dollars and you can buy a sandwich and hand it to someone, do that. Because you just never know. I mean, like, that can really make someone's day. It can save their life. It's just so important to just treat everyone with love.
I think you're a walking testament to, you don't know the impact. And I mean, years later, now you've got people saying, you did this for me, and now look at my life. Can you think of the biggest success story? Was that the guy that you mentioned with the car, or was there?
I have one gentleman who we've been feeding for a good part of the time that I've been doing this. He knows where I'm at. He comes back. He knows there's a hot meal there. He doesn't take anything more than he needs. He typically just takes a meal. Sometimes might grab a clean pair of socks. But very, very, very kind gentleman. Hadn't seen him for a month or so. He came back and his mother had passed away, and he was very heartbroken about that. But the upside to his mother passing away is he knew he couldn't go to her funeral if he wasn't sober. So he's sober, and he's still sober. And every time I encounter him, we sit and we talk. And he's shared stories with me about his mother. She was a Crow medicine woman. And it's really great to just have that connection with him. And every time I see him, get to check up with him and see how he's doing. And, you know, like, he enjoys that visit that we get to have.
Incredible. You're doing such amazing work. Thank you for being in our community. Thank you for doing what you're doing. Shay Reiser, Wonder Woman. Again, the website, Facebook, or even For the Blank.
For the Blank is highlighting us right now.
Look up For the Blank on Google, and they're highlighting you. So if you need any more information, you can find her there. Thanks for coming on the show and for everything you do. Really appreciate it. I hope everyone has a great weekend. Cody, you as well. I'm going to go fishing, and Tom Schultz will be back on Monday.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. That's Voices of Montana. Have a great weekend, everybody.